101.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And joining us on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line here this Friday morning, we have Tony Schneider, Chase County Chamber Director, as we talk about some big doings in Chase County tomorrow.
Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great this morning.
Glad to hear that. Well, let's do this again, Tony.
Let's do it. That's what we do. Take two, a mulligan. Anyway, I'm just going to call it continue. Let's continue a Chase County Country Christmas.
All right. A lot of people... good to see some snowfall here this time of the year, but it certainly stunted the activities last weekend, and not only in Chase County, but in communities here in this region with, 5 to 12 inches of snowfall. So let's see. Lay out the lineup for us here this weekend, then.
So, you know, sometimes things just have a way of working out, and this is one of them. We've added some awesome events to our already awesome events. So we're going to start out with Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus is going to be at the library at 9:30 on Monday. And then we're going to end the day with another bizarre but fabulous event, the Bazaar Bazaar at the Bazaar Schoolhouse south of Cottonwood Falls.
Okay. Well, let's see. Now, when exactly? I think I misunderstood. When do these activities start?
That's right. So at 9:30, you'll get to visit with Mrs. Claus.
And this is when?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Saturday.
Okay. There
yes.
we go.
I'm sorry. I should have been clearer. Saturday. Everything starts at Saturday. And we'll have a lot of the events we were already planning, like the tours at the courthouse will be back on.
Okay.
Visit with Santa in the afternoon will be back on. So if you don't get your point across to Mrs. Claus, you can remind Santa, or vice versa, however that works out. So Pioneer Bluffs is also having their volunteer brunch. So if you've ever thought about being a volunteer, or you are a volunteer for Pioneer Bluffs, at 11 a.m. they welcome you to come out to Pioneer Bluffs for a free brunch. Things that were rescheduled from last weekend, where the Tallgrass Prairies, Good Old Fashioned Christmas, that starts at noon. Then also the Caroling with Friends. We're going to join at 5 o'clock and caroling with friends.
Okay.
Then, now, new time. I want everyone to make a note of this. We are going to light the courthouse and have the parade, but we're going to move it up half an hour earlier. So we're going to start at 5:30. 5:30 Saturday night, we'll light the courthouse and start the parade, helping Santa head for the North Pole. That gives everybody plenty of time to get out to Bazaar for the schoolhouse.
It all makes sense. Perfect
okay.
sense.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. And so then another really cool thing that happened because of the timing was Tallgrass Antiques will celebrate 10 years in business this Saturday. So we want to congratulate them and thank them for being a part of our community for 10 years at Tallgrass Antiques in Cottonwood Falls.
I have to ask, Tony, when you're looking back at last week and the schedule and, you know, making that determination at least tentatively to cancel but leaving open that possibility of having the different activities this weekend, what was the thought process in, you know, expanding the schedule the way that it has happened here for the last several days leading into Saturday? Because if memory serves me correctly, there was a lot of stuff that already had happened in the morning, but what was the thought process in getting that schedule expanded so it's, again, a full day of activities for folks to enjoy?
Yeah, well, the main thing was we had to cancel the visit with Santa and the lighting in the courthouse and the parade. That is just something we've done every year for more years than I can even remember. And I just couldn't walk away from that. I just couldn't say, oh, we just can't do that this year. So I just rounded up the troops and said, okay, can we do it again? Can we do it again? And found out that all of these other fun things were already scheduled for the event for that day. So we just added those to the event. And it's just as big and wonderful as it was, but was last Saturday. And even one of the events from last Saturday, which is at the old elementary school, they have had more donations come in. And so the Christmas decor sale is going on there, and they're going to have chili and chili dogs and sweet treats and hot drinks to feed the people.
Sounds tasty. It does. Well, good. I'm glad things are going to be re-happening again this weekend in Chase County.
Chase County, yeah.
So going to be be a big Saturday and a big Saturday night. So.
It will. It's going to be great. Go to Facebook. I've named the event Continue a Chase County Christmas. Or you can visit our website, heartoftheflinthills.com, for more.
Tony, one other question for me is basically how things are going here, and from your perspective, the Chase County Chamber Director's Chair, getting into this holiday period, because it seems like, at least here locally, there's a lot of buzz about the holidays, really stretching since before Thanksgiving.
Oh, I agree totally. I think we've really seen an uptake in the amount of visitors to the area. I've had more calls to the office, asking questions about what businesses are open and when they're open and when you can go and look at the courthouse, which, there's something to mention. The Chase County Courthouse is open for self-guided tours every day of regular operations. So if you happen to not be able to get over and get a fabulous tour this Saturday, come over any day and see our magnificent courthouse and go shopping, have lunch.
Sounds good. All right. Well, Tony, best of luck here this upcoming weekend, and have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we will be talking with you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Tony Schneider, Chase County Chamber of Commerce, a continuing Chase County Country Christmas. Tomorrow, all day and into the night, Chuck.
Into the night. So that's coming up here tomorrow. We've already mentioned, too, that the America's Christmas Parade and Cookies with Santa coming up tomorrow night as well. So,
and the parade starts at 7 in America's.
Yes, indeed. So we'll be having updates online with those two activities coming up here shortly. And here shortly, we'll be getting a phone call here from Department of Veterans Affairs. Randy Cole is going to be our Newsmaker 3 guest in a minute as we talk about the Video Connect process. Monday's Newsmaker 2 guest will be Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director Stephanie Achille. We're talking cat and dog activity. We're talking accreditation matters. So a lot coming up here during that 8:20 interview on Monday.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning to you on a Friday. Yeah, the final day of the work week and the first day of December here, 8:39. Good morning.
It's time for the KVOE Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9 Mitten Trees. An opportunity to do something special for someone less fortunate. Mitten Trees are at 7 host locations. Through your generosity and caring, we hope to have these mitten trees adorned with lots of mittens, gloves, and scarves to help some happy hearts have warm hands. We ask you to stop by the location most convenient to you and hang your gift on the tree. The host location